Pope Francis is set to be invited to Belfast. City councillors are expected to debate a motion asking the pontiff to travel north of the border if he visits the Republic. SDLP councillor Pat McCarthy has tabled the proposal. Morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Why have you tabled this?
Well, I think we need a positive story coming out of Northern Ireland. We had the Haas talks, which weren't successful. Was a bad news story for us around the world. Pardon me, I think this is a chance to put a positive story out.
Jim Rogers, yeah, no, I'm listening to you. I just see that Jim Rogers is joining us now as well. And you're against this, Jim. Also, Unionist Party councillor, why?
Good morning, Stephen. Morning. Good morning, Pat. No, let me make Jim. The position quite clear. I personally feel that over the last few weeks, especially, the SDLP have been trying to make themselves more extreme in their proposals and their views than Sinn Féin.
How's this extreme?
You will be aware, Stephen, in a matter of a few weeks, we're going to have European and Council elections on Thursday, May the 22nd. The issue in regards to Pope Francis coming to Belfast, Northern Ireland, is presently being discussed and has been discussed for some time. Even his predecessor.
Never mind when we're discussing it. Why are you against it?
And his also his predecessor. There's been ongoing talks. This is a national government issue. This is not an issue for Belfast City Council. And we will consider the proposal
right
over the next few days.
And it is coming before the council.
How we're going to approach it.
And Jim.
But it isn't a council matter, Stephen.
But Jim, it is coming before the council as to whether they want to extend the invitation. And if you were voting on it, could you tell me why you would vote against it? Why?
Well, the Ulster Unionist Party and Belfast City Council have not had time yet to discuss this issue. But regardless what Belfast City Council decides, do you really believe, and do your listeners really think that it'll make any difference? Certainly, knowing Belfast at present, knowing Belfast over the last 18 months since the whole flags issue, it's not the time to bring the head of the Roman Catholic Church throughout the world to Belfast. And I think Councillor Carthy, and Councillor McCarthy and I are very close friends. We work on a number of issues together. We hold each other in the highest esteem. I think on this occasion, Pat has made the wrong move. He's heightening tension. He's causing unrest. And the last thing that I want to see is more civil disturbances.
Heightening tension and causing unrest by inviting the Pope.
Because a large number of people in Northern Ireland would not be supportive of the Pope. Make no mistake about that. Now, I personally, I'm not anti-Pope. I respect every individual. I respect one's religion. I respect people who have no religion. But you have to be very, very careful how you approach and handle issues of a controversial nature. Because remember, it's not just guns and weapons that can kill. It's words. It's actions. And the last thing I want to see is demonstrations and protests on the capital city of Northern Ireland.
Okay, Pat McCarthy.
We're trying to move forward, but we have to take one step at a time.
Pat?
Well, Stephen, for some people, the time for a visit by the Pope will never be right. So I don't know how Jim can turn around and say that it'll heighten tension. I think Pope Francis, and a lot of people would agree with me, is a man of peace, faith and reconciliation. Now, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth has met three previous popes, and she will meet Pope Francis Thursday of next week.
And what would you expect? What would you expect Northern Ireland to be like, Pat, on the day the Pope arrives? Let's say the Pope arrived in Belfast City Centre. How would you expect it to play out? Do you think there'd be protests?
Well, there will always be protests by people, Stephen. You know that, and I know that.
Jim Rogers is using the terms like unrest.
Well, I think Jim can explain himself. People listening to the show, well, they can draw their own conclusions, and I leave it at that. Certainly my intention is not to heighten tension. It is not to insult anyone. But let's remember, Stephen, there are no second-class citizens, as far as I'm concerned, in the city of Belfast. This is a spiritual leader. When the Dalai Lama came to visit Belfast, there weren't protests.
Yeah.
People welcomed him. So why not the Pope?
Jim Rogers.
Good enough for Queen Elizabeth. Surely it's good enough for the rest of the people.
Jim Rogers, what's the difference in terms of you're essentially saying no Pope here at the moment? It's too divisive, is what you're saying. What's the difference in the Queen making a visit to Northern Ireland and the Pope making a visit to Northern Ireland in terms of the acceptability to one community and the other?
Well, the Queen, Elizabeth II, who's currently on the throne, as we all know, is the head of state. The Pope is the head of a church. Now, in all my years on Belfast City Council, and I'm now the longest serving member, I don't ever recall a motion of this nature. And that includes Belfast City Council inviting Queen Elizabeth II, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince of Wales. It isn't done in that manner.
Well, Teresa has just texted me, Jim.
My information is, Stephen, if you would just let me finish, my information is that there's been ongoing talks now for some time with the Westminster government, the Northern Ireland office, more laterally with the executive at Stormont, through the office of the First and Deputy First Minister, about a visit to Northern Ireland of Pope Francis during the time that he will be in the Republic of Ireland. And they're hoping that this will happen round about this time next year. But there's a vast difference between the two. And I'm not saying no Pope here. I'm not that type of a person.
You're saying no Pope here now, at the moment.
No, I'm not saying any such thing. And I personally do not like words of that kind. He's the head of the Roman Catholic Church. He's got to be respected. And as Pat rightly points out, yes, he is a man of faith. He is a man of peace. And he has demonstrated that he is a person of reconciliation.
So what are you saying? Why aren't you why aren't you supporting the invite?
Timing is terribly important.
Yeah, no Pope here
Belfast
now.
It's a terribly divided city. There's so much hatred. There's so much sectarianism. The whole Union flag issue has made the situation 10 times worse. And I repeat what I've said so often since the flag was removed from the front of the City Hall, that this is the worst council that I have ever, ever been on. People talk the council up. People say they're doing a great job. But I find that the complete opposite, regretfully, the complete opposite. And I want to work with people like Pat and others to build Belfast up as a city that all of us can be proud of.
Okay.
But by bringing the Pope to Belfast at a time like this, or even next year, it's not the best way forward.
Okay, let's let Sean and Derry speak to you, Jim. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Stephen.
You can speak to Jim Rogers. Go ahead.
Yes, if I could speak to Jim, I just find his beliefs, it's going backwards. Like, he's a man of the cloth. I don't care if the Queen comes or the Pope comes. He's just a human being, Stephen. I can't believe what I'm hearing from that man.
No. Okay, Sean, thank you. Paddy in Belfast. Morning, Paddy.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead. Speak to Jim. Say good morning to him.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning. You let the cat out of the bag, or so you did, when you said our flag. It's if you don't let our flag up or don't let us march up the road, we don't want the Pope here. That's exactly what you're saying to people.
Paddy,
he's the head of the Vatican City.
It's the flag of our country.
He's
been invaded
to Belfast.
Hold on, Jim. Let him finish, and then, of course, you can respond, of course. Go ahead, Paddy.
He's being invited to Belfast as a world leader, as well as head of the Catholic Church. So he is. And I admire Pat McCarthy for it. And I'll say this to Pat, if he's still there. This is your old neighbour who lives across the street in Campbell's Place from me.
Oh,
and well done.
Yeah.
And well done, Pat.
I haven't seen you in years.
No, I have not.
Well, listen, whether you two have seen each other in years is kind of irrelevant, with all due respect, to what we're talking about today.
Yeah, I know it is, Stephen. But I admire him for what he's done.
Which is this. Jim Rogers, Theresa's just texted me and says, I think this is just blatant discrimination and the Catholic population are entitled to see their head too.
It's not blatant discrimination. I don't believe in discriminating against any man, woman, child or whoever. What I'm simply saying is this, and let me say this, I realise that this is a man of the cloth. I could have been brought up a Roman Catholic. What I am saying is the time is not right. I know that the greater number members of the Roman Catholic community would love to see the Pope, the present Pope, being in Belfast. And I can fully understand that. And what I'm saying, and I'm saying it with all the love and care that I can muster, and I don't wish to offend anyone in our community, regardless what the religion is. All I'm saying is that it would not be right or proper in this
period of unrest and problems. It's because of the Ulster Union Party bringing the Kurds into the street in East Belfast.
From North Belfast, the Orange Order are still trying to get home to Leganeil. They can't get up the road because of protests, because of demonstrations, because of threats.
So until we start moving forward,
allow each other to believe.
What does it say? What does it say, though, Jim Rogers, about modern-day Belfast, Jim? What does it say? One second, Paddy. What does it say, Jim, about modern-day Belfast, that this could be so controversial? You know, think about it for one second. It's one thing for people to say that they oppose what the Pope stands for. They're entitled to do that, as you know. But it's another thing to say that they would take to the streets or actually object to him coming.
Well, last evening, I attended no fewer than three different engagements and appointments. I never raised the Pope's visit with anyone, but people talked it through with me, and they included two members of the Roman Catholic faith, one of whom said to me, Jim, I would be worried about serious trouble on the streets. The other one thought it was a good move. There were seven members of the Protestant.
Whether there would be serious trouble in the streets
person,
or not, the right thing should prevail.
Who told me they had no religion. And all of those seven plus one said to me it would be absolutely disastrous.
Pat McCarthy?
And what are the SDLP saying at? Whenever I
we've got to let Pat McCarthy respond to that. Go on, Pat.
Well, I find it amazing that, people always go to Jim concerned, and he's inundated with phone calls, and Roman Catholics, as Jim describes us, would be concerned that if the Pope came to Belfast, there would be large-scale unrest. We've had two presidents visit our city. We've had the G8 up in Fermanagh, where we were told there would be major disturbances. And we all know how that panned out, Stephen. So I think Jim's concerns are unfounded. You know, I think there's a lot of good people across the board in our city who would disagree with Jim. I have been speaking to former moderators of the Presbyterian Church, and if that person is listening, he said to me yesterday when I told him, I met him in City Hall and Jim was standing talking to him later on. Is that correct, Jim?
That's correct. That's right.
And that moderator, former moderator, he said, Pat, this needs to be, these issues need to be raised. And if I can help in any way, he says, let me know.
Okay, here's Stevie. Morning, Stevie.
Morning, Stevie. How are you doing?
Go ahead, Stevie.
Anyway, I was just listening to your programme there and just thinking, what a lot of nonsense. Like, I served in the army for years in Iraq and Afghanistan, side by side with Roman Catholics, Muslims, whatever. Religion doesn't come into it. If the Pope came to Northern Ireland, you'd find them as much Protestants come down to have a look as you would Roman Catholics. You can't tell me the last time the Pope visited the UK that every TV in Northern Ireland wasn't tuned in to hear what the man had to say. The guy's a man of peace, a man of the cloth. I can't see any reason whatsoever why he wouldn't be welcomed in Northern Ireland, except for this, certain idiots, and you can't let certain idiots ruin what would be a visit from the man of cloth. He's a man of peace. You know, he's a man of peace. Stevie, I don't see what the big deal is.
Stevie, thank you. Magella, morning, Magella.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Magella.
Stephen doesn't seem to have a problem with the Queen coming over. I'm a Catholic and I don't have a problem with her coming over either. I had a great chat with Prince Michael when he was here in Londonderry last year. And I have to say that it would be lovely for the Pope to come to Northern Ireland. I think it would be a great thing for the visit. Because the last time that Pope John Paul, may he rest in peace, came to Dublin, I know there was a lot of Protestants and Presbyterians went down to Dublin to see him.
Okay.
I think it would help to sort things out a bit and maybe bring people more together.
Michelle, thank you. Brian, morning, Brian.
Hi, Peter, or Stephen, can I speak to Jim there for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jim, I want you to sit back and listen to exactly what I'm saying. Jim, this country is never going to move on with people like you about. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, Brian, but I totally disagree with you.
Now, you listen, right? Now, you spent £20,000 the time of Van Morrison in East Belfast. There was no objections at that stage. You all got your four free tickets. Okay. Okay, no money helped the economy there. You think of the big picture, Jim, helping the economy in this town. Stephen was talking about the young children around the streets with drugs yesterday. What am I called? They could be put out there helping with security and give them a wee bit of help. But you're not looking at your wee tiny mind. You're not looking at the big picture to get this country on its feet again. You are just looking at your own better self. So you are, and your own wee tiny mind. And I'm a Protestant. And like you, I'm going to actually vote for Sinn Féin next year or this year because of people like you. Because you're ruining this country by what you're coming out with. Because bringing the Pope here was the best thing ever happened. Because it would bring thousands of people from England, everywhere, to Belfast.
Well, let's let him respond to you.
Pardon?
Let's let him respond to you.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, can I say to you, there's not a bitter bone in my body. Whenever I was brought up, I was brought up to love everyone. Mm-hmm. And I believe in going to my church every Sunday. I believe in accepting various faiths. All I'm pointing out, and let me emphasise, I'm talking about Belfast. There are those who have been ringing in talking about Northern Ireland. I'm simply saying that Belfast would not be the appropriate venue at this time to bring Pope Francis to. But I resent very much you or anyone else saying that I'm bitter. I'm a person who works hard for all the community. I don't care who the person is, where they come from, the colour of their skin. If I can help them, if I can assist them, I most
certainly
will.
Yeah, but Jim, I think what he's saying is, whether there would be trouble or not, should the right thing not prevail? Is it not about the bigger picture of someone like you saying, yes, in this community, which we are now sharing in Northern Ireland, we understand that some people have an allegiance to the Pope, and therefore, yes, those people should be able to have their pontiff visit them in Northern Ireland. That's what you're saying, Brian, isn't it? The bigger picture.
Yeah, because basically it would actually boost the economy. You know what I mean? You have to look at that. You know, This I call it this country, Jim, not Belfast. I'm talking about this country. I'm talking about not just Belfast. I'm talking everywhere in Northern Ireland. You know what I mean? Everywhere suffering. And to bring the Pope to here, you know what I mean? It would bring in thousands. I would bring
Brian,
in
Brian, let me emphasize again, you're not getting anything out of it.
That's what your problem is.
With the Pope coming to the city of Belfast, I didn't say I was opposed to the Pope coming to Northern Ireland. I don't feel the city of Belfast is the right location.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So is Armagh the right location or somewhere outside Belfast?
I personally really don't know, but it probably would be somewhere most closer than Belfast would be to the border with the Irish Republic. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And I don't want to prevent people from the Roman Catholic faith not having the opportunity of meeting their leader.
But what I am saying is, why would somewhere closer?
Hold on, Matt.
The correct venue.
Why would somewhere closer to the border with the Irish Republic, as you describe it, be better?
Well, there's quite a number of reasons for that one. And if you recall, when a Pope last visited, it wasn't in Northern Ireland, but it was just across the border. That's what I want to stress.
Jim.
But I don't want to prevent members of the Roman Catholic religion not having the opportunity of not meeting their pontiff.
But they just can't do it in Belfast.
What I am saying is that Belfast would not be the proper place because of all the problems, unfortunately.
By the way, we asked the DUP what their stance would be. We're still waiting on a response from the DUP on that. Jerry, morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I don't actually live in Northern Ireland. I live in Scotland. And the Pope has been to Scotland on a number of occasions. He's gone to Edinburgh. He's gone to Glasgow. I come over here to work, and I just can't believe what I'm hearing. People here need to get into the 21st century. I mean, comments like that you don't want them in this city, which is your capital city, I mean, it makes North Korea look like a democracy. I just think it's crazy. It's time people realise the damage they're doing to the province with these attitudes, because this is a fabulous country. A fabulous, fabulous country.
But what he's trying to say, is think about what the outcome might be, given the tension that there's been over recent months, if the Pope did come.
Well, I think that most civilised people would say he's a man of peace. He's here on a visit. This is a great attraction to Northern Ireland. It will bring money to Northern Ireland. It will bring people to Northern Ireland. And the end result could be it could bring investment to Northern Ireland because they'll see what a wonderful place this is.
And if there were riots on the streets, what would that do for Northern Ireland's image?
Well, again, that's down to the people on the streets who do that. You're going to get a minority wherever you go. We had them in Glasgow right beside Ibrox Park, which is the home of Glasgow Rangers. There's no trouble. Nobody bothered. Catholics and Protestants went together to see him because they realised that he's just a man of peace. He's not a figure of hatred. He's not spewing vitriol about anyone. He wants people to live in peace.
I don't think Jim Rogers is spewing vitriol about anyone either.
Why can't he come here?
Okay, Jim Rogers, can I just clarify? Are you talking on behalf of your party this morning?
I'm speaking as an individual. I was asked to come onto your programme and talk about the motion that Pat McCarthy...
But can you just educate me? Is it your party's position that they're against the Pope coming at this present time to Belfast?
Well, I personally don't know what the whole party's view would be, and I stress at the beginning that I was speaking in a personal capacity. Now,
fair enough.
I haven't had an opportunity to speak to my party leader or hierarchy because between the time I was asked to come on and then to get in contact with anyone.
Sure. No, but I understand that. Well, look, we'll ask them. We'll ask Nesbitt.
What I'm simply pointing out is this, that I don't think Belfast, unfortunately, would be the proper place
okay.
to bring the Pope.
All right.
And that's not taking anything away from the head of the Roman Catholic Church.
We've got to go to the news, Jim, but thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Pat McCarthy, thank you.